You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Take it to the limit
one more time. Joining us now on the line is Hans Reimer, an at-large council member in Montgomery County Council. We've asked him to come on because we read this story the other day, and I'm sort of in disbelief. I need some understanding of what is going on here, and maybe he can provide it. In Montgomery County, it's pretty tough to get around, but they want to slow down the traffic in some areas. Councilmember Reimer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Spend a few minutes before I join the rest of the world on the Beltway and on my way to work.
All right. Well, you know how difficult it is to get around. Why are we slowing down in some neighborhoods the speed limit? Why is that something you would like to see?
Well, what I'd like to see is the ability of the county on streets inside residential neighborhoods, not on the highways, not on the arterials, inside residential neighborhoods, particular places where we have safety issues. I'd like the county Department of Transportation to have the ability to reduce the limit from 25 to 20. And as it turns out, we actually don't have that ability. The state law prohibits us from going below 25 in a residential neighborhood, even though these are county roads, you know, paid for by county taxpayers. So I'm seeking legislation that will give us that ability, and then we can begin to devise a thoughtful approach for neighborhoods where we have real safety issues.
Well, what isn't the end result of this likely to be? Any little homeowner association can get together and, you know, one person says, I want the traffic to slow down here. And so you end up having a lot of these things in different neighborhoods around the county. And for the poor driver, it's hard to know exactly where you can drive 30 and where you have to drive 20.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, it should always be clear what the speed limit is where you're driving. And if it's not clear, the County Department of Transportation will make sure that it is clear by putting up appropriate signage. I do think it's true that there will be a lot of homeowners associations that seek to lower speed limits in particular areas on particular streets. Whether they get that will be a decision made really according to criteria that are objective by our Department of Transportation. There is a requirement that no change can be made without a traffic study. So it's not going to be a political decision. It's not going to be a decision just based on, you know, the number of emails that department gets. It's going to be based on some objective criteria that they will develop in a thoughtful way.
Will you also have studies that look at the existing speed limits to see whether or not they are already artificially too low?
I can't think of neighborhood residential speed limits that are artificially low currently. You know, if that's something that I'd be happy to ask the Department of Transportation if that's something they've ever heard anyone suggest.
Yeah, I mean, right now the Maryland state law is for an undivided residential road, the default speed limit is 30 miles an hour. That means if there's no posting and there's nothing there, you should just assume it's 30 miles an hour. And my understanding is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, right now you have the right within the county for a county residential road to reduce that. If you post it, you can reduce that default 30 mile per hour down to 25 mile per hour, but you can't go below 25. And right now there's some politician in Annapolis who may have been elected by people in Baltimore who has control over what you as a county council member here in Montgomery County can do based on the people who live on a residential street. And all you want is the freedom to be able to say, you know what, circumstances on this street suggest, and we're the local representative, so we know it better than some guy in Annapolis, local conditions suggest that we should be able to reduce this to 20, and all you want is the freedom to do that.
You got it, except for 25. But yeah, the default, there's two pieces of legislation, but you got it. That's exactly it. this is our county. These are our dollars. These are our roads. And the state legislature can decide policy for state roads. They pay for it with state dollars.
What do you say to people who say this is really just a money grab? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to lower the speed limits, and then you're going to put more speed cameras out here, and it's just so you can make more money off speeders.
Right. I understand that concern. I really do. I don't have any desire to do that. I told the Department of Transportation and the police department that this is not a way to deploy speed cameras in a new way. Speed cameras work to improve safety. The National Insurance Association studied them and found that Montgomery County's speed camera policy has significantly reduced collisions and improved safety. So they do work, but they naturally drive people crazy, and I understand that. But
do you really think they work? Do you really think they work? It's a little bit off topic, but do you really think they work? Because I sit there and I watch them, and I see what happens is people slow down for 100 yards. And then they go right back to doing what they were doing before.
You know, it's interesting. My experience as a driver was once red light cameras were instituted at lights, I changed my behavior. And gradually, as a driver, I learned to change my behavior in other areas as well. And I'm now at the point, you know, getting to be a middle-aged guy, where I'm relaxed behind the wheel, and I think more about safety than I think about anything else. And really, that's the mindset that I think a lot of people are starting to adopt.
So, and you're hearing from people in residential neighborhoods who are concerned about the speed. And I'm guessing, especially, you know, when it comes to some of these streets in Bethesda, that these are people whose streets have now, you know, they bought a home on a residential street. And is it true that their concern is that their residential street has now become a thoroughfare for people trying to get from I-270 to Old Georgetown Road or to Wisconsin or something and try to avoid traffic, so they're plowing through at some higher speeds than a residential neighborhood would normally see?
You do have that. You know, I use Waze, and Waze will send you through a neighborhood, you know, without really making it clear to you that you're cutting through a residential neighborhood now, and you're only saving 1 minute.
Yeah.
And on that 1 minute diversion, you are racing through a residential community, and you are making everybody feel unsafe, and it's just really degrading the quality of life for a lot of people. So our drivers, you know, all of us, we have to be thoughtful about, is this Waze trip through this neighborhood really worth it for everybody? If I save 1 minute by racing through a residential neighborhood, is that really that important to me?
All right. Well, I guess we could just lower it to, like, you know, 5, and then everybody would be safe.
I don't think that's desirable at all. What I have found is that there are some places where driving 25 in the neighborhood really seems like it's too fast. There are some places where driving 25 really seems appropriate. So what we need is to be able to distinguish between the two. But it's really, it's about trying to start a culture change and to have everybody just take the edge off and think about safety.
Well, and even more importantly, I think, if I may, the principle here is who knows better what a speed limit on a Bethesda road should be than the people who live there and the representatives who were elected to represent the people who live there, not some politician in Annapolis.
Amen, brother.
And that really is the law at play here. Well, Brian and I will continue disagreeing about this, Mr. Council Member. But mark this down. This is one time that I agree with any council member from the Montgomery County Council.
It's a red letter day.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often, right. Hans Reimer.
Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Greatly appreciated.
Take care. Goodbye.
Thank you, sir. O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.